25 to 8 on the Summer Breakfast Club. Lucy McAvoy from the Blues to join us in around 15 minutes from now. We'll talk cricket with Henry Moran from the BBC after 8 o'clock this morning as well. And you can join us all morning long, 0416 90 50 52 on the text or on the phone, 1300 652 927. Macca, in these crazy and unique times that we're in at the moment, we're all being nimble, we're all being flexible, but I'm not sure there's many competitions that have been stuffed around as much and had to be as nimble and flexible as much in the last 3 weeks than the NBL. It's been a tough period.
Oh, it must be incredibly tough not knowing who you're playing, when you're playing. It's a really difficult scenario, isn't it?
The coach of Melbourne United, Dean Vickerman, always very generous with his time here at 927, joins us this morning. Dean, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You might have just heard what we were talking about there in these weird times. Is it all about just staying ready and being prepared to play pretty much anyone on any day?
Yeah, it was a crazy week for us. Obviously, the group got hit by COVID, and we miss a game in Cairns that gets postponed, and then as we start to get a little healthier, we're like, who are we playing? And next thing they turn around and say, oh, we're playing New Zealand in Tasmania on Friday, and we're off to the Gong on Sunday. So you get a couple of days to get your head around that one and get ready and go.
How tough is that from a pre-game match analysis of the opposition and that as well? Do you have to be so much more flexible now in a sense, in even from a player perspective about matchups and the like?
Yeah, I guess the focus right now certainly was internally to just make sure we get this group back together. We've cared for the players as best we can who became positive. For the guys that didn't get positive this time were mostly the guys who last year were affected by the virus as well. So we pretty much had the whole group go through it. But yeah, mindset wise, I think it's just make sure you're not locked into the next opponent, through this period. Like, hey, let's just get our own systems right, and whoever we're playing, that's got to be good enough to go ahead and try and get a win.
The resilience of the group, you must be impressed by, and it's a relatively new group in a sense. You win the title last year, but it's a different sort of roster in a way. The resilience of the group, how important has that been to get through, what you're going through at the moment?
Well, I think this is the biggest test right now. We've seen, Brisbane, come out of their situation and probably not put in the performance that they wanted against New Zealand the other day. Normally, the Christmas, New Year period really sorts out our league, but we're pretty much the only team that played multiple games over that period this year. So, to me, the league has shifted to say, all right now, everybody's, had this, this positive episode with COVID. Who are going to be the teams that are tough enough to come out and continue to play basketball the right way?
Dean, we've spoken a lot about COVID, obviously, and the challenges, but every group can use a lift. I think the return of Jack White, from everything that we can tell, has been a lift at the right time. Just explain to us, and we spoke to him a couple of weeks ago on the show, but what he means to the group and what he brings to the group on and off the court.
Yeah, and just watching practice back from the other day, and he's going after every offensive rebound for this group. He's one of the best talkers in practice in our defensive communication, and he's just bringing a different level of energy that we've missed at times. So, we know he hasn't played the way he wanted to play to you yet, and kind of expect it. But you want to get back to such a high level. So he's had 3 games. We've got extra minutes into him every game. We think he's ready to explode.
How pleased have you been with the team defence? I know you haven't played for a while, but that's been an area that's been really good in the earlier games.
Yeah, it's off the charts right now. Mm. We're leading all defensive categories by a significant margin. If we stop the season right now, this would be the best defensive team that I've ever coached, numbers-wise. So that level of commitment to it, the buy-in from, Caleb Pagata and Ariel coming in to our group as new imports has been amazing. And then it's what we wanted to hang our hat on, and it certainly won us games early in the year.
Dean Vickerman, the coach of Melbourne United, joining us here on the Summer Breakfast Club. Just on Ariel Hukporti, the German next star, what were you expecting when the powers that be come to you, Dino, and you've got a big say and obviously in building the roster, but they come to you and say, we're looking at this kid, he's 7 foot, he's 19 years of age, he's been playing pro since he was pretty much 16, but he's still pretty raw. What were you expecting versus what you're seeing from Ariel right now?
Yeah, I think for us, and we certainly looked at the next star over the last few years, it was more about is it the perfect role for this kid to develop and get drafted and do all the things that he needs to do. If that part's right, then have a look at it. For us, we wanted a center to support Joe Akul. He's and Ariel's a different body type, you know, to him that is heavier, but so mobile. And fits our league really well. So, you know, we really thought we had something that was great that could support a secondary kind of import role on our team. And he's just getting better, and the team's voted him, I think, two times in the last three games that he's been, you know, lived the trademark, the best of anyone on our team. So, you know, the upside's huge.
Dean, how do you generate energy in a closed gym environment? That'll be the environment that you face with tomorrow night in Tasmania at MyState Bank Arena. It's not foreign to you. You played an entire semi-final series last season in closed gyms. How do you go about getting the group up when there's literally no one in the venue?
Yeah, and at times this year we've challenged ourselves about our bench being a little bit too quiet, and this is certainly not the game for that. You know, you've got to make sure that you celebrate all, you know, defensive aspects of the game that are really positive, and give as much communication as you can constantly. So it should be no different to what you do every day in practice. But yeah, certainly it'll be spoken about before at practice today.
It's going to be a fascinating game, this one. The Breakers broke through for their first win last weekend, so they'll be up for the challenge. Dean, thank you for joining us, and good luck tomorrow night.
Cheers.